Hello and welcome everyone to the Evolve Podcast, supporting you to connect with the power of your soul, rise above all your limits, and to give and receive more love in all forms. I am your host, Tanya Penny, occupational therapist, illness and trauma guide, spiritual alchemist, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And in today's episode, I'm excited to be talking to you about unity consciousness. This has been something that I've really been thinking a lot about, reflecting on a lot lately, and really felt guided to record this episode today. So we all chose to be here now on the planet. And there's, of course, many of us have different purposes, but really, we all wanted to be here right now. We're excited to come be here right now in this experiment of creating heaven on earth or unity consciousness. So first of all, I want to talk about what does that mean? What does that mean? And when I say we all chose to be here on a soul level, we all chose to come in together at this time. Yes, even those people who seem unconscious, believe it or not. So what does it mean, unity consciousness, or wanting to create heaven on earth? I'll tell you what it doesn't mean, first of all. It doesn't mean that we are to be like-minded. It doesn't mean that we are to all be alike or similar to each other. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. So what it does mean is we are all meant to be different and unique. We are all meant to have unique gifts, and we are all meant to accept each other's differences. Color, race, religion, gender, everyone's unique strengths and weaknesses or gifts, however you want to say it, and to celebrate those. We're not meant to condemn and judge and criticize people for being different than who we are. We are here to celebrate our differences. So you want to think of it like a puzzle, right? Every single puzzle piece is different and is needed to complete the puzzle. So we are here to see each other as equals. Each person is lovable and worthy of love in all forms. Nobody is better than or less than. There is no hierarchy, okay? We can throw out comparison and competition, all that crap that we were taught growing up. And it's been taught for a very long time, right? Very long time. So we're meant to overcome all of these old paradigms, the competition, the comparison, the better than, less than, right, wrong, and power, right? Power over somebody else. We are all meant to step into our own power. We all have a different soul purpose. We're all here for a different reason, and every single person is needed. And we are meant to support each other, encourage each other, and uplift each other in fully living our soul's purpose, coming together, again, unity consciousness, each playing our own unique and very important part. So whether you're a doctor, and that has been part of your reason why you are here, healthcare provider, whether you are here because we need people to cut our hair, a dentist, whether you're here because we need bank tellers, whether we need garbage men, grocery store clerks, everybody is needed. Everybody is equally important. That is what is meant by unity consciousness. So, and I love this. I've been saying it for a long time. And I was like, oh, this fits perfect with this. May we all swim in the ocean of mutual benefit. May we all swim in the ocean of mutual benefit. We are all here to support each other. And we are mutually worthy and good enough and needed, important. That is what heaven on earth unity consciousness is. That is what we are here to create. So how do we do this, right? If you look around, we haven't been doing a very good job of it so far. You know, some of us have, maybe many of you have been conscious of this and have really been working on this. And, you know, honestly, it's not easy. I still fall into judgment some days of myself and others. And that is exactly what we are here to shift. So it's not just a cliche, it all starts with us. So how do we do this? It has to start with us, each individual person. First of all, acknowledging their own worth, accepting themselves in their own uniqueness. Like, I'm not even going to move to self-love yet. First, we have to get to self-acknowledgement and self-acceptance of all parts of us, right? There's no part of us that is bad or wrong or not good enough. We've been taught that growing up, for sure. And that is a pattern that needs to shift. Right. So how do we acknowledge and accept all parts of ourselves? Well, first of all, it's looking at what parts haven't I been accepting and why. Everything goes back to a belief system and or a fear. And I use those kind of interchangeably. So we must look at what parts of us haven't we been accepting and why? What is that limiting belief we hold about ourselves? Is it your body? Is it your emotions? Is it your desires? Like, you're supposed to want to, you know, do everything the way your parents did or the way other people, other peers do. No. No. And many of us got criticized for trying to be different growing up. And so we're really going to have to look at those, again, those limiting beliefs and fears, and use tools to shift those, to activate the truth, which is, all parts of me are acceptable and lovable and good enough and worthy now. And again, there's many tools to do that. Those of you who work with me in my programs know that I have you many tools to shift those limiting beliefs and fears that will help you with this self-acceptance piece. Number two, we need to work on accepting others. So yes, it starts with us. And what I have found since I've been doing this work more deeply since 2007 is that the more I accept myself, acknowledge and accept myself and my unique gifts and appearance and all of that, the more I am able to accept others as they are. Now, a little side note here. I know some of you can already hear it or thinking, well, you know, what is it do I need to accept about these people? Now, acceptance doesn't mean that you like it or that you stay in a relationship or an environment with certain types of people. If you feel like, right, it doesn't mean you tolerate or accept abuse, in a nutshell, is what I'm saying. So if you're in a relationship, let's say, and someone is verbally abusing you, mentally abusing you, gaslighting you, controlling you, physically or sexually abusing you, that doesn't mean you say, oh, I need to accept this person and stay. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That is not what I mean by accepting others. So in that case, right, where unity consciousness is also honoring and respecting others. And when someone's treating you that way, that is not honoring and respecting and loving. Right? And it's not. So that's not what I mean by that. So each of us, again, was born divinely perfect for the journey that our souls signed up for in this lifetime. And again, unity consciousness, acceptance of everyone, honoring, respecting everyone's differences, and supporting them to fully be who they are is why we're here. Number one. So take a few, you know, take some time to chew on that. And, you know, I noticed myself still, like I said, you know, falling into judging others, falling into judging myself. And you really want to, anytime you catch yourself doing that, it's not catching yourself and beating yourself up again. It's catching yourself and saying, okay, I need to accept that I was programmed to be like this, to do this. And I now have the awareness, the consciousness, the power, and the tools to shift this. And we make amends, right? Whether it's to ourself or whether it's to another person that we've you know, if we've judged them just in our mind, then we can do that a little bit silently, that amendment, and just acknowledge it, but again, not beat ourselves up. And if you've actually done it to somebody, then we do want to make an amend and say, I'm sorry, like I fell into judging you, criticizing you, whether it was, you know, the color that you like, the ice cream that you want to eat, whether the clothes you wear, the way you want to wear your hair, what you want to do for a living, the way you spend your money. I'm talking about every single life area, you guys. We have so many judgments on ourselves and others. So again, compassion for yourself, compassion for others when they fall into this. We're all working on shifting this pattern. And those of us that are here as leaders and teachers and coaches and guides are going to be at the forefront of this. And we want to model this as best we can for ourselves, and then it will support everyone around us to do the same. So again, this is not going to be fast or easy for many of us because it's so deeply ingrained. And the more we practice, the more we are going to get there. Progress, not perfection. So if you'd like more support with this, I highly recommend that you join me for the Connect with the Divine You program. It starts where it starts, with us, accepting, acknowledging, and accepting all parts of us. So I would love for you to join me for that. You can find the link for that below. And please, as always, share this podcast with others who you feel would benefit or just who you feel need to hear this, whether you think they're open to it or not. Again, you're a leader, healer, coach, teacher, parent, and this is the work we're here to do. So thank you for joining me. And I just want to commend you for your courage. And as always, sending you lots of hope, lots of love, and lots of compassion as we do this deeper work to create heaven on earth and this unity consciousness.